Hey, what up, guys? Welcome back to the Alan JB podcast. I'm your host, Alan JB, and yeah, it's looking a little different as of late. So it's just been a crazy season, as many of you guys know, I was working with another podcast, and it just kind of like ended up not working out. I'm sure I'll go into it at a later date, but today's episode, I'm super excited because we are going to talk about faith. I have a really great friend on with me today, and his name is Rashad.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's an honor to be on Alan's podcast. It's a great feeling to be honored as a guest. So thank you, Alan, for having me.
So the one thing I want to talk about is like just for the episode is what does it mean to walk out our faith as Christians, and how can we embody Christ in our everyday life through our actions and speech and just how we treat others, you know, because I was just like thinking about that the other day. Just the aspect of like, you know, just us walking on our faith and like, you know, allowing other people to like see our actions and like, you know, and see our faith like through our actions and like the way we treat them and stuff like that. And I don't know if like that's something that you can like relate to just in your personal life. And so, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is, especially because right now being in OT history, we were talking about Joshua and how like everything they did with how God walked them through battle was through faith. Like, because Ken made a point to be like, he always gave them like a new unorthodox way to win a battle because they had to trust in him. And I think that's just a good starter point of just walking out your faith, of like just doing these actions in pure trust. Like, I was talking to Glenda once and I was talking about relationships with her, and then she was like, it gets to a point where you get all the information, you get all the options, but you still have to, like, in anything in life, take a leap of faith, because, like, you can have everything lined up perfectly and still not know how a situation is going to come out. So, yeah, faith is definitely something that's very important to me in multiple aspects, especially, like, being a basketball player. I mean, I go out there with faith every night that I won't get hurt, you know? It's like, and there's a lot more to it, but just to answer your question, yeah, faith is a big thing for me personally.
Yeah, also, that's the thing, even just, like, talking about, like, just basketball, you know, and obviously, like, the basketball culture's, like, changed so much, like, just within the last several years here at PBC, and, you know, I just, like, want to know, like, your take on, like, how you've seen it grow and, like, evolve, and, you know, just how, like, even faith has, like, shifted just, like, being around the team.
Yeah, I definitely think one aspect that kind of helped the culture out was a lot of us last year, we all came in as freshmen, and it was like me, Jeremy, Corey, James, all of our first time coming in. So our only influence was like Sam and Matt, you know, and those are two great guys. Like, yeah. Sam Reese and Matthew Brera are two great guys. So I think it was just like we all came in like hungry and wanting to like, you know, follow Christ in different paths in different ways. So I think part of the culture changing was just like kind of all of us being on a new platform together and just kind of all being so curious but also being mature in how we went about it. And it wasn't perfect. Like, last year we were probably, I mean, like, I probably wouldn't like the guy I was last year, but I like that that's who I had to be who I am now. And with faith, it was just like, for me personally, or like even like someone in like Jeremy's circumstance, like, I came all the way from South Carolina, Jeremy came all the way from Alaska. Like, we had to have faith that we'd get here safely, we'd be here safely. And it's just like God kept showing us that we could keep trusting him and keep having faith in him. And like, I feel like a lot of it was just God showing us, like, you can trust me and I'm going to take care of you. Your basketball is going to be fine, but you have to pursue me. And I think that really clicked in a lot of us that like basketball is great, but we have to pursue God because he's going to be the one that allows us to play it and allows us to be, like, here, you know? Like, God fully brought me here. Like, I wouldn't be playing basketball at PBC if it were not for God. So how hard is it to give the faith, to have faith in what he's going to do with my life and give the glory back to him? So I think that was a big part of the culture change, just all of us knowing what we had to do in terms of following God first and not wanting to follow basketball and the things that came with that, you know? Like, we didn't want to go party or do stuff like that. Like, we literally just wanted to hoop.
Which a lot of basketball players do, bro. A lot of basketball players do, bro.
Yeah, we just wanted to hoop and pray, you know,
them university ballers.
Yeah, they that's what they do. We used to talk to them, the other schools we play, And they be like, they party all the time. We're like, yeah, we don't party.
Yeah, because we're at a Bible college. Yeah. But, I mean, noted, though, like, we do have our own little parties, and it can get wild, they're okay? Great, yeah. Like, it can get crazy.
I like the campus parties.
What?
I like the campus parties.
Yeah, so, but no, also, I just gotta say, I have another bone to pick with you, because we, before you left to move dorms, we were playing Madden, and you beat me, and then I low-key wanted a rematch, and you switched dorms, bro.
Yeah, I did switch dorms. You should have told me you wanted a rematch.
What the heck, bro? Like, yeah, you and Matthew both switched dorms, and I was like, I was fully waiting for a Madden rematch, but it's going to happen. We got to make it happen soon.
We still got to set up in Matt's room. You just got to come along, too.
But, yeah, I was just thinking about that the other day, and I was like, dang, bro, I got whooped by Rashad in Madden. And then I was like, I really wanted to play him again. And then the whole basketball team changed dorms on me.
Yeah.
I was low-key salty.
Yeah, that was a funny process, too, because originally it was only going to be like Tristan was going to come to dorm 3, and he would be moving from, and we all ended up in dorm 2.
And then he left, bro.
Yeah.
Tristan, get back to PBC. If you're listening to this, come back because we miss you.
Yeah, I'll be trying to get Tristan to come back.
So that's like one of the things that I also like wanted to just like talk about is just how, you know, especially like when it comes to like just faith and like how like the Lord has grown your faith in this last season. Because obviously like a lot of us like know like you play basketball and stuff but like I just really want to know like how God has like grown your faith just in this last season.
Yeah, he's definitely tested my faith a lot because I've been challenged and I've been in a lot of situations lately, especially this last semester, where I couldn't act on anything but faith, you know? And like it's just in multiple ways. Like my leadership's been challenged, my health because I work out a lot, play a lot of basketball, you know. And just, like, other things that just, like, spiritually and just it's hard to explain without going on a tangent, you know, so I don't want to be long-winded. But I would say the major way that God has grown my faith is just, like...
We here at the Alan Juby Podcast love a long-winded tangent.
I think the biggest portion has been, like, God putting me in situations where I could not act on anything but faith. All I could have was faith in him. Like, I liked what Angie said at, like, the last chapel or a couple chapels ago, where she was like, if God is all you have all you need. Like, sometimes I feel like I've been in that situation where it's like, I have nothing else that I can trust to lean on but God. So it's like, I think that's been the biggest thing, just a lot of decisions having to be made. And it's like, I have to literally just pray and have faith that I'm making the right decision, have faith that God's going to put me in the right place, and I think he will. But you know, it's a two-sided thing. You have to know he's gonna do it, but also act like you know he's gonna do it. And the biggest challenge for me has been acting like I know he's gonna do it and trusting him, and I think that's what's grown me the most.
Yeah, and I think the crazy thing about that too is just like, especially when it comes to like, because obviously we're surrounded by so many people here at PBC who just have like crazy faith, and like low-key, it can be so intimidating, bro, because you're literally like, oh, man, like, you want faith. Like, you want to just have so much faith. But then you just see, like, so many people, like, whether it be teachers or even, like, students just, like, interceding and just having crazy faith. And you, like, want that. But then, like, the struggle is, like, you know, when you or someone else is going through a hardship and you don't have that, like, faith, and that faith is like waning. And I think that's like the tough part, is like seeing, you know, everybody like on the PBC campus just having just crazy faith. And I think, you know, it can like be super frustrating, and I don't know if you can like relate to that or not.
I definitely do. And my freshman year, I used to be really frustrated because I would be like, why don't I have this? Like, what am I doing wrong? Am I not praying enough? Am I not worshiping enough? Am I not knowing enough? But then, like, coming into this year, but, like, really this semester, I've kind of seen it as inspirational. Because I used to be frustrated, but then I'm like, why? because I can learn from it. Like, I could be like, they're so faithful. What can I learn from them? Like, I want to have a conversation with them on how they can trust God that much. And then when I have a conversation with them, they tell me, and I'm just like, wow. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And it's just like, and I can't, like, it's hard to be mad at a person that faithful when it's like, you're where I'm at. Like, you're just trying to figure this out. And it's like, I'm mad at you for being faithful when really I should look. It's like, that's inspiration, you know? So I think that's what's kind of helped transform my mind a little bit. Because it is definitely hard not to, like, be like, dang, they faithful, they spiritual, they gifted. But it's like, they're faithful, they're spiritual, they're gifted. Like, yeah. You buy into it like they do.
Well, yeah, and the crazy thing is, like, you know, even, and I think the thing with faith is, like, obviously, you know, faith is things that are unseen. Mm-hmm. And so I think even the hard thing is, like, even just starting this podcast and, you know, like, having plans and, like, desires and, like, goals and dreams for it and, like, where I want it to go and, you know, just, like, but having, just trying to have faith that, like, okay, God, this is, like, what you want me to be doing. Because, like, I think the hard part is like, we could be wrong, you know, like, and so I think that's the challenging part is, like, you know, getting frustrated, like, when we're wrong. And so, like, yeah, and just, like, having to pivot and, like, redirect and be like, okay, I was, like, wrong, you know, that clearly wasn't what God wanted. And so, like, having to, like, redirect that, I think that takes faith as well, you know, to just be obedient and, you know, and just, like, redirect, be like, okay, you know, this wasn't what you wanted me to do, Lord, and so now I'm gonna, like, redirect it, I'm gonna go this way, you know, which is the way you wanted me to go originally. I guess I just wasn't listening.
Yeah. And that's why I told you when you originally talked about the podcast, like, I really commended you for stepping out in faith and being obedient to what you felt God was telling you to do, because that's half of the battle. You know, like, when you think God's talking to you and it's obviously, like, biblical and correct and you step out in faith and following it, it's like, that's obedience. And that's why I really commend you for going to this podcast, because, like, when you were telling me your heart about it and just, like, you wanted to be your ministry, I was like, that's something that can be so hard to set up and rely on people, and it just takes so much. But it's like, it takes so much obedience and faith to be like, but I know God's going to support me in it because this is what he wants me to do. And like you said, in a couple months, in a couple years and whatever, you can get redirected and be doing something else. And that's okay, because you stepped out in faith in what you thought your calling was and stuff. So the faith, the where your faith was in the right place, you know. It wasn't like God was telling you to do this and you ignored it, and then, like, you came back to it. It was like, I listened, and maybe it just changed. Maybe I wasn't hearing it correctly. And I think that's why I really commend you for stepping out on this.
And I think the crazy part is, you know, like, my whole thing with the podcast too is, like, because obviously I already, like, kind of had a podcast, but, like, I just wanted something different for this one. And, you know, and, like, just wanting it to go places. But the crazy thing is that, like, I, you know, I just, like, a lot of the times, you know, I had people, you know, I would just observe people, you know. I try to be, like, a very observant person, even, like, on the campus. And I just noticed that there was, like, so many people that, like, you know, God was just giving them, like, crazy faith to see and just to speak life and just to release things. And, you know, and I felt like a lot of people weren't being given that opportunity. And so, like, nothing against, like, leadership or anything like that, you know. I just think we just have a lot, so many students that sometimes, like, people can have things on their heart and they can sometimes get overlooked. And so I want this campus, or this podcast, this campus, but I also want this podcast to be a place where, like, people can come on the campus, can come and just share their heart and share what God is, like, doing on their heart, whether it's faith related or whether it's, like, podcast related, or, you know, or wanting to write a book, or, you know, just, like, and just sharing what God is doing on their heart. And I think that's, like, one of the most influential things I want to, like, get out of this doing this podcast.
And I think that's amazing, because it's like, you give people who may not want to speak up or may be, like, a little shy, a voice, and it's in a private setting where it's like they can just talk. Like, it's not like they're being forced. It's not like you're sitting there like, oh, say this. You're like, nah, like, just speak your heart. And, you know, I think that's really, like, caring and loving, to be like, you want everyone to just be able to be heard. And then, like, I just think, I don't know, like, I really, I don't have a lot of words for it besides, like, that's, like, really selfless and loving of you to do that, to be thinking about like how other people can be impacted by the podcast you're setting up. Because, you know, you could easily take the you could take the way of having a podcast and only talking about you and your interests and what you want to talk about. But you're like, no, I want to bring guests on, and I want to like go like branch out to people. And I think that's like that takes faith in itself too, because it's like you don't know that you can trust every person you're bringing on here.
Yeah.
And like every time you start recording with a person, you have to have faith that they're going to be reliable and like it's gonna be good. It's like, you know, and I think it's a lot of faith, man. I talk to a lot of my friends about like the most minute things take so much faith, and it's like so crazy. It's so crazy because like people, I think it's just so much stuff that I was realizing I was taking for granted that I didn't even realize, just like that was like God, you know, and like I just didn't even realize that it took faith to do. And that's why I'm just like kind of bringing to light that I think is like really, really mature and loving and selfless, like I said, of you to be like, you want to give people a chance and like, you know,
yeah. Well, yeah. And I think the crazy thing is that like even, you know, I went on a rabbit trail there for a second, but like even the crazy thing is like when it comes to, you know, faith, just like, you know, being like, okay, well, you know, like I want to write a book, you know, like, and taking those actions and, you know, like taking those, because I think faith is all about steps and all about action and taking, you know, because faith without works is dead. And so I think, you know, which don't hate me, a lot of people are gonna like crap on me because of that. What?
Kenny's gonna love that statement.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people are gonna like, yeah, but I don't even care. But yeah, like faith without works is dead. And so I think it just like, obviously the Lord can do anything he wants. But at the same time too, I think if there's anything that we want to do, like for instance, you know, like obviously you're on the basketball team and you're at PBC. But I think the thing is like God said, you know, I'm calling you to PBC. I'm calling you to come here. You know, I'll provide like the financial mean or financial gain or whatever it is for to get you here. And I think for you, you could have said, okay, well, God wants me to come to PBC. You know, God wants me to come to PBC. You know, and then the Lord's like, well, I want you to come to PBC. Are you actually going to do it? Like, are you actually going to take those steps of action to, like, walk that out and to, you know, like, take that first step? Because all God wants us to do, he wants to partner with us, you know, but he wants us to take that first step. Because I think without that first step, our words are meaningless, you know. And so, like, even with the podcast, and, you know, like, even writing a book, you know, I feel like God wanted me to do it. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to take that first step to getting the equipment. You know, I'm going to take that first step to finding a publisher, you know. And, like, even for you, you know, just being like, okay, God wants me to come to PBC and play basketball. All right, I'm going to go to basketball tryouts. So, yeah, I think that's, like, one of the important things to, like, think about. Like, that action follows faith. So I don't know if you can relate to that or not.
Oh, yeah, no, that's so real. Like, especially with you saying, like, I like that you brought up, like, I don't think a lot of people realize, like, how far Portland is from where I'm from. And it's like, whenever I talk to one of my family members or friends, they're like, why are you all the way at Oregon? You know, and I'm like, because God wanted me to be. And it's like, and like you said, like, the steps, because God could have, I could have even been like, okay, God was me in Portland, but I want to stay in South Carolina. And I could have stayed. And it's like, but then where would I have been at had I stayed? Relative to like where I'm at right now, just in 2 years, because I was obedient and listened. And like you said, God wants to partner with us, and I think it's like a step and stride thing. Like, God leads the way and we follow the steps, and it's like, if you stay obedient, it'll work out. I mean, and it's not gonna be perfect, it's obviously not perfect, but like you said, like, you felt God was telling you to write a book, you wrote a book, you found a publisher, you didn't even think about it. And I think, like, what could it been had you not wrote the book, had you not started a podcast? And it's like, where, you know, sometimes I'll just be curious, like, where would I be at if I didn't come out here? It was a lot, man. And then I was trying to rush my way out here, and I feel like in the time where I was trying to rush, God taught me patience. Because then when I got here, I realized, like, the blessing of me waiting the year that God made me wait. Because I would have put myself in a terrible situation. I would have came here, I wouldn't be able to stay on campus, I would have been broke, but in due time of me listening to God, he made sure my finances were good enough. And that he just blessed me, honestly. He just fully blessed me coming out here. I was healthier when I came out here, in better shape. Like, it's just, honestly, it's amazing. When I think about back on it, it was amazing. And I like, I just really like that you brought up like coming out here to play basketball, because it's like to some people it sounds so minuscule, but it, like, it took faith, because I'm 2,000 miles away, bro. Like,
yeah, and like, and also, and one other thing I commend you for is, like, you know, it also takes a sacrifice. Like, faith and, like, works go hand in hand, but they, like, sacrifice, I think, is also, like, a big part of that. And, you know, just, like, thinking about, like, what you're sacrificing to, like, be here at PBC, you know, sacrificing. And even when I'm sacrificing, well, we're both sacrificing to be here at PBC, you know, because, like, and obviously you're a lot further away from your family than I am. Like, you know, I'm, like, obviously 5.5 hours away from my family, but you're, like, a long ways away, from your fam. And so, like, and even just, I went home, and just speaking of it, I went home last weekend, like, during the second half of spring break, and I literally went home, and I just was, like, I was, like, bro, just thinking about, like, watching, you know, my best friends as kids, like, grow up, and, you know, not being able to, like, I mean, I guess I'm kind of, was kind of there for a little bit of it, but, like, leaving and not being able to be there for that, to like watch my best friends as kids grow up. And these are the same best friends that I have been so close with since for like 7 years, since like the moment that I got saved. And so not being around for like a lot of those like massive like milestones and moments, and just like watching my best friends kids like walk and start talking, and yeah. And so I think faith and sacrifice are like kind of are married to one another, you know, because I think they're both really important. And I don't know if, like, you can relate to that as well, you know, just, like, with faith and sacrifice of, like, sacrificing, being like, okay, God's calling me here, you know. And so, and I, whether, if I'm in South Carolina, I'm going to, like, be away from my family, and how hard that must be.
Yeah, no, definitely. And that's why, like, I look at my situation and just think about all the internationals. Like, I commend them 100%, because it's like, I know how bad it is, and I'm in the same country. Like, I'm within 3 hours. Like, imagine what some of the internationals go through, how far they're going. And I just look at it, and I'm like, yeah. And sacrifice is a huge part of it. Like, how you said, like, you missed out on your friends, your best friends, like, kids growing up. Like, it's a lot of moments I miss at home all the time. But what I do think is God has filled a lot of the sacrifices I've had to give up with blessings. So it's like, I may miss seeing my brother's daughter be born, but something else comes out of that. Like, for example, my brother had his daughter, they back home, but then, like, my friend had his daughter out here in Washington, like, 2 hours away. So it was like, I miss my niece's birth, but I kind of got, like, another niece's birth out of it that I got to go see. So I definitely think God has been, like, rewarding the sacrifice that I've been giving up out of the faithfulness. But I definitely think faithfulness and sacrifice and all that go together, because when you take that leap of faith, you're sacrificing things. Like, you are, like, and it's not in every instance, but there are definitely instances where you're going to sacrifice things. And I do think that God rewards the faithfulness, though, because I can say in my life, he's definitely filled a lot of the sacrifice that I've had with blessings, to where it's like, it's not that I don't miss the sacrifice, but it's like, it doesn't hurt as bad as if I got nothing out of it, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's the crazy thing as well. Like, just even, you know, like, just in, even envisioning a lot of the, like, sacrifices and stuff and being like, man, bro, like, and it's not even just me or you. I feel like there's so many people who've just sacrificed, like, so much to be here. And I think the hard thing is like, especially, you know, like, especially because a lot of people here at PBC have crazy faith. And it, like, and it also, like, if I'm being honest, like, and this is, like, an unfiltered podcast, but it, like, kind of makes me sad, because I'm, like, there's a lot of people who have, like, come in to the college and, you know, and they, like, just don't like the rules or whatever, and they just leave, you know? And so it's, like, but it's, like, God called you to be here, you know? Like, God, you know, we're all sacrificing something. Yeah. And so that makes me just, like, it just makes me kind of sad to, like, see people like not like, like one, as you were saying, one minuscule kind of detail, and then they're like, I'm out.
Yeah, and that's so true. And I've been around that with the basketball team, because, like, and Sam knows this more than I do, because he's been here for like 3 years of it, but like, we always start off with this big squad, and then by the end of the year everyone's gone, and sometimes it's for different reasons, but like sometimes it's for that, it's like, oh well, like, I'm grown. Why should I have a curfew? Oh, well, I'm grown. Why should I do this? I'm like, God called you to be here. And maybe, like, that discipline aspect is what he wanted to work on. Like, I can't speak for what God's working on in people's lives, but I know, like, to me, for the rewards God has given me, a 10 p.m. curfew is not that bad. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like sometimes I ask the question, is it worth what you're giving up? Absolutely. Absolutely. If I could go back and tell myself 2 years ago to come to Portland, I would say absolutely, get the first flight. You know, because it's like, I came to Portland 2,000 miles away, nothing like South Carolina. You know, Portland's environment, you know, we're in the Bible Belt of America, so the Christian like background and stuff is a lot bigger back home. Churches everywhere. It's just not like how it is here, how the culture is here with like pride and stuff. So it's like just the way that my world kind of got flipped upside down, because I had to come to a completely different culture and I'm on my own. Like, my closest family members is 2 hours away. It's like, yeah, like, and it's like, I put myself in a position that most people probably look at me and be like, you're crazy. But it's like, yeah, I might be, but it worked out. So, yeah, but back, sorry, like, didn't want to go in a rabbit hole there, but like how you said,
no,
like,
no, you're good.
People will leave over the most minute things, and it's like, you know, I like it is sad. In all honesty, it is sad, because it's like, what could have been had you stayed?
Yeah, and I think the crazy thing is like, obedience follows faith. Mm-hmm. You know, and so, like, you know, it takes faith, or it takes obedience to like walk out faith. You know, like, God calls you to do something and then you're like, okay, well, are you gonna have faith to like do what God tells you to do, or are you gonna like not like be unfaithful to like what God is calling us to do? And I think that's like one thing that I like think about, is, you know, like just having obedience when it comes to faith. And so, yeah, so it's just like, faith is just like a crazy thing, and I'm just learning so much just like about like what real faith looks like.
Yeah, and what's so like crazy to me is like the like this semester with like covenants and OT history, even though like that's not the main points of what Ken and Lanny are getting at, I learned so much from Ken and Lanny just talking about the events. Like, Lanny, right now we're talking about the Mosaic Covenant. You know, we talked about the Abrahamic Covenant. Like, just stuff like that is like, when you hear the story of Abraham, it's like that's faith. Like just think about when Lanny just talks about how much stuff, it's just like, practically speaking, like, why would you do that? But it's like, faith is why you did it. Or like Ken, like, especially the book of Joshua. The book of Joshua is just like the craziest one. It's just like, they did
so much.
Love
the book
of
Joshua.
Yeah. And it is so much. And Joshua did so much stuff off faith. Like, would you, I don't know, man. It's just, yeah. Yeah.
Even just like, and I don't know, remember if this is like in the story. I think it is. Like, when they marched around the walls of Jericho seven times. And like, bro, imagine. Having to like have a crazy amount of faith to walk around a wall seven times because God called you to and like told you to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, imagine like, and my friend always tells me this, he's like, imagine if they would have just stopped it at six, you know, like, and just think about that. Like, yeah. Think about the aspect of like, you know, if they would have like given up at five or six walks around the wall, like, the miracle might not have happened.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that exactly. And it's like, especially like now we're talking about 1 Samuel. He's talking about like how Samuel's mom trusted him with, I think, Eli, the priest at the time, who was like, his sons were awful. And it was like,
dude was a sleaze.
Yeah. And Ken was like, you trusted this dude whose sons are terrible.
Bro, I would not have trusted my kids with Eli. I'm going to be honest.
And that's so real. And I'm like, and Ken was like, it's because she saw God through the leader. So she didn't, like, it wasn't about the leader who was in place, but she had faith that God was going to take care of Samuel. And he did. Like, look how Samuel turned out. Samuel's a great guy. And to think, like, his influence would have been Eli's sons and Eli. And that's like, I don't know, when I just read the Bible, it's like, it takes so, like, they lived off faith alone. Like,
yeah, which is crazy. And I guess one of the biggest questions that, like, I want to ask you, like, while you're here and, like, while you're on the pod is, like, you know, because obviously we as, like, Christians, like, want to see God move so much in today's modern age, like, the way that which God is always moving. But I think a lot of the times we just want to see, like, those miracles that, like, we witness in the Bible. And so I guess, like, my question for you is, like, how can we as Christians have that kind of faith? Like, what kind of steps do you think we can take to have that kind of, like, faith that we are wanting to see, you know, like, even that we witness and read about in the Bible?
I think, because I can speak for me personally, I think the first and biggest thing is trust. I think what separates, like, and like I said, I can speak for me, like, what separates me from a lot of the people in the Bible who had that amount of faith was how much trust they had. And, like I think of the lady in Mark that Caleb talked about who was, like, really sick, and, like, she was like, if I could just touch Jesus' clothes, I'll be healed. It's like, that, like, she was down to that solution. Like she tried all the other stuff, and she was like, if I could just touch Jesus' clothes. It's like, you almost have to get to the point where, like, you put yourself in a situation where it's like, all you can have is trust and faith in God. Because I think sometimes, like, for me, I rely on the stuff I know I can control. So it's like, let's say I want to talk to a coach. Like, obviously, God's going to be the one that puts me wherever he puts me. Even coming out here, like, God put me out here. But, like, to me, in my mind, I'm like, oh, I put myself out here because I reached out to the coach. I talked to the coach. I got the plane ticket. But it's like, no, I followed in the steps that God laid out for me. So I think the biggest thing is trust. I think they just trusted God because in some circumstances, like, they had nothing. Like, how else would Joshua and them have beaten? Like, they had to trust in what God did for them. Like, Gideon, he asked God for a million requests because, like, he was like, I'm weak, bro. Like, I have nothing else but to trust in you that you're going to help me beat them. So I think trust is the biggest thing. And then the second thing is obedience. I think it's like, it's really easy to say, hey, you got to be obedient. But, like, to be obedient.
Ooh, I think that's a hard one in this in this culture, bro. Like, so many people just do not want it. Like, it's going to sound bad, but so many people just do not want to be obedient. Like, and, like, low-key, it's not that hard, but continue.
Yeah, but I think it's the fact that, like, people don't want to hold themselves accountable. Because to be obedient, you have to be willing to say you aren't doing the right thing. Like, you got to be like, okay, I ain't doing this right. Like, you know, like, and like you said, obedience. See, like, to me, I think obedience in theory is really easy, but I think in practice it's hard because of just how, like, hard it is for everyone. Like, it's hard to be the most obedient person in a room when everyone else is just being disobedient. Because, like, what if you start being obedient to the things they're doing, you know? And that's what, like, yeah. And it's just, like, I think that's really hard, too, because it's, like, you got to, I don't know. That's just, because that's, like, something that's hard for me. It's, like, I have to be obedient. It's, like, I just sometimes, not so much now, but, like, in the past, it's, like, I don't want to. But not, like, I don't want to because I want to defy God. I don't want to because, like, I don't want to do what comes with it. Like, it's boring. And it's, like, it's not boring. It just seems boring because everyone else is doing the opposite, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I think the crazy thing about that is that, like, you know, it takes so much faith to follow Jesus. And I don't think people on the outside looking in necessarily understand how much obedience we have to have to follow Jesus. Absolutely. Like, it's so much, bro. Like, and I laugh about it, but it's like, it's so much obedience. And so, and, you know, like, literally our friends are going out partying, you know, and, like, we're choosing not to do that. And so, you know, and that to God, that's like obedience where he's like, okay, your friends are doing this. I'm telling you to do this. Where then it's like, okay, which way am I going to go? Proven or unproven? You know, like, I'm going to go this way. You know, I'm going to follow the Lord. And so, and, like, and a lot of times I think it's hard because people will get so ridiculed for, like, going against the tide and, like, going against the grain. And I just think that people on the outside looking in don't really see literally how much obedience it takes to be a disciple and to be a follower of Jesus.
Yeah, they don't. And they really undermine it, like, they disrespect it. Like, to me, I know, like, a lot of my old friends, like, they be like, bro, like, you don't party, you don't smoke, you don't drink, like, how do you have fun? What do you mean, how do I have fun? Like, what do you
classic
mean,
do fun, unbeliever trope.
Yeah, it's just like, to them, they're just like, you just think you're better than everybody, and I'm like, honestly, I think I'm worse than them, y'all. It's like, I don't think I'm better than any of y'all, and that's part of the reason why I'm putting so much faith in Jesus and being obedient, because I want to be a better person, and I don't think I'm better than y'all at all. I just think you party and I don't, and like, that's just kind of like the point. Like, it's so hard because people from the outside looking in don't get it, and they kind of see it as, honestly, like, goofy. Like, they see it as like dumb. Like, to them, it's like, why? Like, why are you putting so much faith in something that, like, could be wrong? It's like, I don't think there's any way this could be wrong. And I'm like, their mindset and their heart behind it is the reason why it's so hard for them to fathom, because they live where they set the standards for themselves. They do the things they want to do. So it's like, when you submit to someone like Jesus, you're like submitting to the fact that there's something outside of you, and you don't set the standard for the things you do.
Well, yeah, and I think the crazy thing about that is, like, you know, the aspect of, like, bro, it's crazy because we could be wrong. Yeah. But the thing is like, okay, so, like, I could be wrong or they could be wrong. But guess what? Like, if I'm wrong, you know, I live my life every day, like, laying things down and sacrificing for the Lord and just being obedient. And then one day when we do get to heaven and we do go to eternity to be with Jesus, guess what? Like, if you're right and I'm wrong, then, like, I, like, low-key have nothing to lose. Because, like, literally, I laid everything down and I sacrificed everything down for the Lord. But guess what? If I'm right and you're wrong, then it's going to be, yeah, like, too late, you know?
Like, me and my friend were getting into a debate once, and I was just like, even if I am wrong, I'm happy with who I am and who I become in being wrong. Like, if I die and I'm wrong, I'm happy because of how I lived, because of how I submitted, because of how I was. If I choose to live like them and I die and I'm wrong, I'm not happy. I'm not happy. And it's not even like, it's on so many different levels why I'm not happy. Like, I don't even find pleasure in the stuff that they do. So it's like, I'm doing this purely off the fact that everyone else is doing it. So I'm not even happy doing it. So it's like, why not do something that I am actually happy doing? Like, I'm happy following Jesus Christ. I am happy praising him. That makes me happy.
Amen.
Like, yeah, but I'm cool with that.
But yeah, and I think that's the other thing too, is like, you know, even as like a Christian, like following the Lord and just being obedient to him, like, I, like, if you, anybody that, like, knew me before Jesus, like, I was a depressed boy, bro. Like, I was so depressed and, like, you know, alcohol ridden and, like, I was a mess. Mm. And then so, like, now, like, following Jesus and just being obedient to him, you know, and, like, one day I could get to heaven and I could be wrong. Mm. But, like, the point of that is that, like, you know, I lived every day to the fullest, like, you know, laying my life down for Jesus and, you know, being obedient. And, you know, just like, I just have learned that there's joy in obedience.
There is.
You know, and like, and yeah, and so just like having joy and, you know, just treating people with honor and respect and dignity and, you know, just like seeing them as sons and daughters of the Lord. You know, I, like, low key, pre-salvation me would not have done that. Like, I used people and I treated people like rudely, and, you know, and so, like, the person that I was before Jesus and is not like the person that I am now. And so, you know, and obviously, like, everybody makes mistakes, like, nobody's perfect, but I think that's one of the things that I get, like, out of faith is, you know, like, having faith to walk out obedience and, like, just, and also, like, joy comes with, I feel like joy comes with obedience, because you're like, okay, you know, like, I get to follow Jesus, and, you know, I get to, like, have joy to, like, see other people be set free from the same things that we were set free from, And so, yeah, I just think that's one of the big things that I have taken out of this last season of, like, everything that I've, like, walked through.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. Like, you can mic drop on that. You can. That, yeah. That's just amazing, bro. Like, and, like you said, like, pre-salvation you, when you said that, it made me think of, like, because I grew up in a Christian household. So it just made me think of, like, all the times my friends would go through stuff that's, like, I couldn't fathom, like, how a parent could do that, how a sibling could do that, how a grandma, a great-grandma, anybody could do that. And then I'm just like, I don't say this sentence to say that Christians live better, because at the end of the day, we're still human, and I could be a terrible Christian. I say this to say, like, the things that I've noticed that even come from that lifestyle, like, do you look back on pre-salvation you and you're just like, as happy as I thought I was awful. Like, I wasn't happy. I was sad, you know. Like, sometimes I just look back on stuff and I'm just like, the times where I wasn't following Christ and the years where I was doing what I wanted, like, I look back on those years and I'm like, I wasn't happy. But you could not tell me at that time that I was not living the best years of my life. And it's like, that's just so crazy to me, because it's like, the thing I like is just how much it transforms me, because I feel like it just matures me so much to be able to look back and be like, the world really doesn't have pleasure in it. Like, I mean, outside of the things that are like world, like not like basketball, for example, like that's not worldly. It's just like a sport. But like drinking, partying, it's like people do all this stuff and like where is their happiness? On a weekend for 3 hours? Like, your happiness comes from a weekend of 3 hours, and through the rest of the week you're struggling.
Like, well, yeah, and I guess the other question I kind of like want to ask you is, like, you know, because a lot of times, and I just have like seen it where, you know, like people who aren't following the Lord, like they seem happy, but then it's like once that, I don't want to say, I don't know if dopamine is the right word, but like once that kind of like that, like mask kind of like wears off, you kind of begin to see, wow, like they really aren't actually that happy. And so I just want to ask you, like, if that's something, like, because you said you like grew up in the church, right?
Yeah.
And so I guess like that's one thing I want to ask you is, like, you know, because there's like a lot of Christians who, you know, like, I mean, obviously there's like a lot of genuine Christians who actually love the Lord, but then there's like a lot of Christians who are just kind of like wearing a mask. And so I guess, like, because I didn't grow up in the church, so that's why I kind of ask you is, like, is that something that you have noticed, is that like a lot of Christians are not like genuinely happy?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I've noticed it in different ways throughout my years, because as a kid you don't really, like, you pick up on things, but you don't have any insight on it. But like, just like getting older, like, it's so many Christians that wear a mask, and their mask isn't even that they're Christian. Like, their mask is like that they're happy, that they're satisfied, that they truly feel like they, like, it's just so many different masks. Like, is God really here? Like, is he really going to help me? Like, why God? Like, so many different questions. And like, just like being around the church, I just look back and realize, like, these people were, they were looking in the wrong light, almost. Like, they were just like always focused on why God was doing something to them or why God wasn't doing something for them, instead of flipping that and looking at the things God was doing for them. So I don't know if that really answers your question, but I do think they wear a mask, and I don't think their mask is anything to do with whether they're Christian or not. Like, I believe, because people are still people, so I believe you can be fully Christian and like still have that mask of doubt or wonders, wherever, like upset because things happen in life. And yeah, growing up in the church, you see it a lot, and it's usually seen in the congregation. Like, you just kind of notice a person's like,
which is crazy, bro, because, you know, like, and I don't know, maybe just being here PBC, but I'm like, but bro, I see that so much. Like, even like outside of PBC, I see that so much, bro. Like, even just in like the regular church congregation, it's crazy, bro, how much I see that. Like, people are low key depressed, bro.
Yeah, they are. Because people, like, I think the one thing that sometimes gets overlooked is, like, people sometimes I think people forget that, like, life still happens. Like, I think people think, I think some of people come into it with the wrong mindset. Like, they're like, oh, I'll never struggle if I'm a Christian. Oh, if I just always pray to God, I'll never have any hardships. So then, like, when you build up on that mindset of I'm always going to be happy, I'm always going to be happy, I'm always going to be happy, it's kind of like the first time you get in trouble as a kid. Like, you don't remember it, but probably as a kid, you were probably like, oh, my goodness, why are my parents being so mean? Like, these are the same parents who were buying me gifts and loving me, and now I'm getting yelled at by them. It's like, it was a point in time where, like, I thought my mom didn't like me. But it was like, no, she loved me. She just had to discipline me. And, like, I think, like, that's how people are with, like, Christianity sometimes. Like, when they get – because I think sometimes, like, we paint it that way, but not purposefully. I think we just don't know how to put it in a simpler light for people that don't know anything. So I think some people come into the church that, like, I noticed with my experience is, like, they come into the church thinking their whole life's going to get turned around in one sermon and they're never going to struggle again. Then something happens and that wears off and then it just hits them like a ton of bricks and they fall into that hole. But they're like, I'm still supposed to be this happy, nice, go-lucky Christian. And it's like, that's where the mask comes in. It's like, the mask is that I'm happy. And it's like, why put up that mask? You should talk to somebody. Like, hardships are going to happen. People struggle.
And also, like, routing it back to, like, to our main topic. I think a lot of times faith also comes with, like, coming to the Lord and, like, being vulnerable and, like, being honest about, like, where we're at and, like, what we're going through. Because obviously, like, the Lord already knows because, you know, he made us and created us. But it's like he still wants us to, like, come to him. And so I think, you know, and I think a lot of times, like, people, when it comes to faith, I think people are, like, nervous to, like, come to God with their problems. And, you know, and, like, that's just one thing, like, just routing it back to faith is, like, you know, it takes faith to, like, to step forward and to, like, come to the Lord and be like, God, like, I need you, you know, like, I need you, Lord.
Yeah, we were talking about this in small group last night, vulnerability, and, like, we were just talking about, like, that same topic that's, like, if people are always on, like, one or two sides of the spectrum. It's like they come to the Lord with all of their problems, but they don't really come to him when they're happier with praise. Or it's like, oh, thank you, God. Oh, but God doesn't want to see that side of me. God knows that side of you. And, like, it's okay. Like, look at David. Like, David wrote songs. You know what I mean? Like, David was so vulnerable with God. And, like, that's how we should be, like, because God wants to see every side of you. And he knows. So it's like, you're telling someone that knows what you're going through that you want to keep that part from them, you know? It's like, it's like you can come to him with it. And I think a lot of people, like, if people knew that, it would probably help, because, like, it truly works. Like, when you go to God with problems, he will definitely help you. Like, it happens. Like, that's the thing. Like, he wants you to do it. Like, that's what he wants from us. And that's why we were talking about that. It's just funny. We were talking about that small group, like, the idea of vulnerability, because it's so important. I think vulnerability is so important because, like, I think in your most vulnerable times, you grow.
Like, well, yeah, and the crazy thing is, like, Jesus, the Son of God,
yes,
who is God himself,
yes,
in the flesh, had moments, like, in the Bible of vulnerability. Like, it literally says when Lazarus, like, died, and Jesus got to the tomb, he wept.
Yeah.
And so, and that just shows you right there that, like, you know, God cares about vulnerability. And so, you know, and, like, obviously the Lord showed his faithfulness by, like, resurrecting Lazarus. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's, like, even just routing that back to faith, you know, like, we being vulnerable also and coming to the Lord and being like, okay, God, I'm going to have faith to see you do, like, a miracle in my life. Yeah. And, you know, and to, like, bring healing in my life because you're faithful. And, like, a lot of people, and I'm sure also it can come from, like, places of, like, you know, in the past, like, they've seen God do miracles with other people, but then, like, the Lord doesn't do miracles in their life, and then they start to doubt themselves, of like, what, oh, did I not have enough faith, or, you know? And so I think that's, like, one crucial thing to, like, think about is that like God cares about our vulnerability, and you know, and faith is like a big part of that.
Yeah, and I think sometimes like even with that, with the faith aspect of like comparing, I think we compare and we want God to do the miracle that we saw happen to someone else, but it's like, what if that's not the miracle God is doing in your life? So I think sometimes like we have to step back and have, like you said, have faith that God's going to do miracles in our life, because he will. Like, he's going to do all types of things that when you really look back on it, there's no way it should have happened. And it's just like, I was so concerned on wanting to see some miraculous healing like I saw happen to my friend that I didn't even realize what God did for me that was just as miraculous. But it's like, I think somehow we get so caught up in the outward stuff that you can tell stories about and everyone saw that we forget there's other stuff that happens that you could tell stories about. Like, to me, it, like, I'm gonna be honest, it's a miracle I'm out here and able to have been paid through for 2 years, not two, 2 years. Like, God had all of that happen. And like, I even had somebody speak over me, like, they prophesied over me. They were like, your school's gonna be handled, your finances are gonna be handled, like, just be obedient. And it's just like, would I have known that? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I wouldn't have known that. But then it's so easy to look and be like, oh, well.
Crazy.
And then it's so easy to look and be like, oh, well, Alan saw this, so God isn't doing the miracles in my life. And it's like, what? Yes, he is. Like, bro, you're 2,000 miles away. Your school is paid for. You got your car out here. Like, you got all this stuff. And you going to sit here and say, God's not putting a miracle? Like, bro, yes, he is. You just got to look in your life for what the miracles are that God's doing for you, I think.
And I guess one of my other questions is, like, how has faith, like, worked in your life? Like, what's the biggest thing that you've noticed? Or it could be growth or anything, like, as we begin to slowly, like, wrap up the episode. I guess my question is, like, what... how has faith, like, impacted your life?
Majorly. And a lot of it's been growth, because, like, it's just, like, I never realized how little faith I had. Like, I, with any situation, it's like, oh, I'm going to handle it. Oh, I'm going to handle it. Oh, I'm going to handle it. And, like, then God just started giving me situations where I couldn't handle it. Like, not that I couldn't handle it, like, emotionally, but, like, I physically, it was out of my control. And I had to look to God and trust him. So faith has been a huge, 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 huge thing for me. Like, me and Matthew Pereira talk about it all the time. Like, even like Caleb's senior sermon. That's
a faith-filled man right there.
Oh, man. even Caleb's senior sermon, like, I went to Caleb after and I was just like, I just gave him like how the part of faith he talked about just like touched me. I was just like, and then like I went and talked to Matthew about it, and I was like dumbfounded. And Matthew was like, bro, I didn't even think about it like that, bro. And I was like, yeah, like, faith is just it. The more I've grown in it, the more it just absolutely like amazes me, because it's like I had so little, and I don't even think I have that much now. I just think I got more than I had, you know. But it's transformed me. It has pretty much been the leading factor of the things I do. Like, I go out in faith in all the things I do. It's like, I'm going to make this decision today. I have faith. Like, I'm going to drive 2 hours up. It's raining. I have faith that I'm going to be perfectly fine. It's like, and obviously it's like little things. Like, even like driving and making it, it's like, okay, yeah, but Rashad, you can drive. Okay, cool. But it's like, no, like, anything can happen. And it's like, it's like, I just realized how much stuff I was doing in faith, of just like just seeing things like, wow, like everything could be gone this quickly. Like, it's like, bro, I could go on for hours.
But I guess, so my last question before we wrap up the episode is that, how, and this is like kind of a more practical question, and then I have like a little Q&A of like, so I went to Instagram the other day because I want to do like start doing like Q&A's at the end of every episode. But I guess my important question that I want to ask you, it's more of a practical question, is like, how can we as Christians like be better at, like, walking out our faith, like, in everyday life?
I think, you know, I think that's like a multi-layered answer, but I would probably say, like, the most critical part is understanding how many, like, I think gratefulness is how I would sum it up. Like, I think just what helped me practically was just being more grateful for the things that, like, I didn't realize took faith. Because, you know, when you think about faith, you think of, like, something that was just never supposed to happening, like, the walls of Jericho. Like Hebrews has the Faith Hall of Fame, and it's like, you can read that stuff, you're like, oh, my goodness. Like, that's all faith is. But it's like, no, like, if you only look to some big miraculous thing for faith, I think you overlook how big and little faith can be. So it's like, I think to live it out practically is to just be more grateful. I would probably say, to sum it up, like, you just be really grateful and understand, like, as cliche as it sounds, like, at any point in time, something can be taken away from you. Yeah. Like, while we were at a basketball game in Arizona, and, like, bro dunked in and slipped off the rim, and, like, he was, like, passed out. And it's like, he was fine after, you know, he was fine. We prayed for him. Yeah, he was fine.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah. But it was just, like, seeing, like, and I know this is crazy, like, some people might be like, oh, here, Rashad, go talk about basketball. But, like, seeing how quick basketball could have been taken away from him, like, it's like little stuff like that you don't even think about. It's like, I get on the court, and I'm just like, I'm not going to get hurt, but, like, I could. And it's like, I have to have faith that, like, God's taking care of me. Like, I thank God for all the things he does. And I think just being grateful helps with faithfulness.
Thank God. Every Christian, every Christian, I thank God.
Yeah, that's everybody's favorite song of BBC.
And then, so I have a couple questions here. Mm-hmm. One of them is for you. Who do you look up to?
There's a lot of people. I can give you probably my like, in life or at PBC?
It doesn't say. It just says, who do you look up to? Question mark.
Probably say, I put my parents together as one. My parents, my sister, a lot. Matthew Pereira and Tito. I just probably make it easy.
Ah, Tito, we love you, bro. If you're listening to this, he's going to hear this.
Also, it's my friends, too, but not all of them. Some of them. They know. The ones that know the ones I look up to, but yeah.
And then this, I don't know. I don't know whether I should have asked this on the podcast or not, but is cereal soup?
Cereal is not soup. I'm not with cereal is not soup.
Oh, somebody's going to be so heartbroken.
Yeah, someone's going to be mad to hear that answer.
Somebody's gonna be so bummed. Somebody's going to be real disappointed.
It is not soup.
I don't think it's soup either, but yeah. So people are going to be salty. Don't come at me. Don't come at Rashad.
Yeah. And anyone who doesn't like my look up to answer, I probably look up to you too, but I want to keep it short.
And then I guess this question is more for me. And it's asking what inspired the podcast. And I think the thing is like, I already kind of had a podcast. Mm-hmm. And so, but obviously some stuff happened and like, it's just more behind the scenes stuff. And I'm sure I'll get into it like down the road and stuff. Yeah. It's not that I can't talk about it because I can, but it's just like, it's just kind of a long story. And right. Obviously don't have a ton of time left. Yeah. But no, so I guess like one thing is like I kind of glossed over it, when we were like during the episode, but, I guess for me, it was, like, one of those things of, like, and I've been there as well, where we feel like God has given us so much to say.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, the Lord has put so much on our heart. And, you know, obviously we have, like, First Love. And so anybody listening, if you don't know what First Love, it's like, a thing, like, a worship night every Friday that our college puts on. Shout out to the First Love team.
It's amazing.
It's great. But no, so anyways, so yeah, I've always seen like the Lord put things on people's heart, and you know, whether it just be like through one-on-one conversation or, you know, through like group conversation. And I just have seen I feel like there's a frustration that can come out of like, you know, the Lord wants us as Christians to release things into the atmosphere. And wherever it may be. And so, and whether that be like a chapel or whether that be like a first love, I really feel like the Lord sometimes wants us to like release things like now.
Yeah.
And so, and I think it can be so frustrating. And now even I've had this happen to me, like where, you know, we, and you know, we love our leaders, you know, like, honoring authority is so important, and it's like, it's biblical, and it's, absolutely, it's such a crucial part of the Bible. So I'm not hating on authority. Like, don't come at me. But no, I just think a lot of times, like, we can come to authority and be like, hey, you know, like, God wants, really, really wants me to release this. You know, I feel like I'm supposed to release this. And then they'll be like, oh, well, not now. Like, you know, maybe later, or, yeah, you know, like, oh, I'll be the one to, like, to say it or to release it. And then, like, okay, good. You know, like, as long as it gets released, you know, I, like, I don't care. I just feel like God wants to release this now. And then it just doesn't happen, or it doesn't get released, or whether that be due to time, or, you know, and like, and I've seen it happen like with other people that I've had conversations with, where it can just get so frustrating, and yeah, you're like, you know, and then like you start to doubt yourself, because you're like, dang, like, you know, am I being disobedient? Yeah. You know, because like God called me to like to release this, and then, but like, I didn't get the chance to release this. And you know, and obviously it's like, we can't really control other people, we can only control ourselves. And so like, if we went out of our way to like be like, hey, God wants me to release this, and then like they completely authority or whatever just completely ignore it, I think that's like not on you. I think that's like on those people that are in charge. And so I think, but it could just get so frustrating. And yeah, so the whole thing that inspired me to start, or I guess restart this podcast, is like, I just saw it so much, and it just reached a point to where I was like, I went, like, I experienced it, and then I just went home, or went back to campus one day, and I just was praying. I was just like, God, you know, like, I just noticed this. This is something that I've observed, and, like, you know, God, what should I do about it? And so, and I just really felt like the Lord just began to, like, and I waited on it, obviously. Like, it wasn't something like a one-time kind of thing. It took several months for me to, like, pray about this, but I waited on it. And so, so yeah, so it's just one of those things that, like, it just came out of like a place of frustration, and yeah. And so, but I, you know, which frustration, you know, in obedience, cause I was like, you know, I was frustrated, but at the same time too, I just kind of like, I was obedient. Mm-hmm. And, but you know, also on top of that, I'm like, okay, God, like, this is what you want me to do. I'm gonna do it, you know? And like, and then I just started like praying and having God highlight people to me that he wanted me to bring on the podcast. Yeah. And so, yeah, but that was, like, my inspiration behind it, is, like, I just want everyone to have a voice and to, like, mm-hmm, and to be heard. And, you know, so, like, and obviously I want it to go places, and I want it to be, like, my own ministry where I can just bring people on and just have discussion, and similar to what we're doing, where we can just have a conversation and just talk about different topics of faith. And, you know, and, like, also just talk about, like, what God has placed on your heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, and, like, what the Lord is doing in your life right now, like, related to the topic that we're talking about. And so, yeah, so that's just like something that inspired me to start this podcast, is like, it just came out of a place of like feeling frustrated, because like, you know, we have so many people here on the PPC campus who have so much wisdom, and
I
just have so much like that the Lord is doing in them, and I just felt like people can get underutilized, because obviously we have so many people on campus. And so it was just something I noticed, and I just want this to be another platform that people can go to be like, hey, you know, this is like what I'm, you know, this is what God is doing in my life, and I really want to talk about it. Okay, come on the podcast. You know,
which,
like, let's have a conversation, yeah, about it. You know, not making it about me and making it about them, you know. And so, and as you were saying earlier, like, being really selfless, like, that's what I want this podcast to be. Like, and obviously my name is, like, attached to it, but, like, I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about what God's doing in other people's, yeah, lives. But, yeah, anyway, so that was all the questions that we had from Instagram. If you guys want to ask more questions, I'll be posting another like link this coming week, and you guys can send me your questions, and I'll answer them with my next guest. But yeah, so that's just kind of like where I see the podcast going, and like, you know, what I have for it. And, you know, I just have big goals for it, and, you know, and I'm praying about it, but I want to like begin to just build my own like little team, you know, yeah, like, you know, and so, and obviously I have those people in mind already that I'm like kind of praying about, and like, you know, like going to probably reach out to and just discuss with them. And but I'll just kind of keep that to myself right now. I'll just kind of keep that to myself right now. But
that's real.
But yeah, so and like obviously, and also I like want to be able to bring on professors and stuff on here too, and just like have conversations with them. I just want it to be more, I just want it to be more established first. Yeah. And so it's funny because I was talking to Charlotte earlier. And she was, like, one of the people that really felt like got highlighted to me to, like, bring on the podcast. And it's funny. I was, like, Rashad and Titus are, like, my little guinea pigs. Because they're, like, the people that I'm, like, testing out and experimenting, like, to see how it goes. So, yeah. She kind of just laughed. But I was, like, it was really funny. But, yeah. So, I was, like, Titus and Rashad are, like, my guinea pigs.
I'm very honored to be a guinea pig, man.
But, yeah. Anyway, so that's it for this week's episode. The thing with the podcast also is that I'm going to be like trying to have at least two guests a week. So I'm really excited about it. And I'm just really excited to just see what God's going to do with it. And, but yeah, so that's it for this week's episode. And I will see you guys right here, back here again, real soon. And bless up.